It's the time of the season.
Oh my God. Frank just made me laugh off air, and I'm sorry, people. I need a minute. I need a minute. Frank, oh my God. You just brought me back to my years as a crime reporter on television as I'm waiting to go live on some serious story, and the camera guy makes me laugh, and I'm like, stop! Now I got the giggles. Okay, I think I'm under control. Now we can talk serious business, Frank. And this is serious business. Listen, Frank and I, before he made me laugh about something completely different, we're talking off air about how much we love the fall. We love sweater season. Frank is a prolific cardigan collector. I love me a good tunic, a nice loose neck sweater. But with the changing of the seasons, as we all know, can also come a changing of the moods. The seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, tis the season. It's now upon us now that summer has passed. And, you know, as we get into the colder temperatures, the gray days, it's not unusual if you start feeling a little bit sad. And I think it's important that we recognize this, that we name it, because it can feel quite isolating when we feel that way. And I'm somebody who has absolutely struggled with my mental health at various points. And so I'm happy to be having this conversation. I'm going to bring in our guest now. Lee Bourgeau is the clinical team with the online therapy unit and joins us now. Lee, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I appreciate your patience as I got through my giggles at the beginning there. But now, as I said, Lee, it's time to get serious. Tell me first, what is the online therapy unit?
The online therapy unit is a research unit out of the University of Regina, and we provide free online therapy to residents of Saskatchewan that are experiencing a number of things. So anxiety and depression symptoms are the number one thing we treat. We also help people who want to change their relationship with alcohol and our new parents who might be experiencing anxiety and depression.
I love that. I love that. And how long have you guys been around for?
Oh gosh, we've been around for more than 10 years. So, and our research has been getting better and better over time based on the responses we're getting from our clients in Saskatchewan. So we take improvements very seriously. And when people enroll in one of our courses, we get feedback from them and improve what we provide. So we're getting better and better every year.
All right. So I mentioned a moment ago, Lee Bourgeau, seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. What am I talking about when I say this?
So seasonal affective disorder is the rise in especially depression symptoms with the changing of the season as things get dark and cold. We notice a significant increase in depression symptoms around this time of year, unfortunately, especially the higher we get on from the equator. So the higher you are, the sadder we tend to get.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so what do you guys see calls going up quite a bit when the colder weather comes at the online therapy unit?
Definitely. We see a significant spike in September and October with people applying to our courses, partly due to the weather. Also, people, there's lots of symptoms that come up with the holiday season can bring up a lot of painful things for people. So this is the time when we really see a spike.
Okay, so I want to get into your courses in a minute. But first, can you tell me a little bit about how does seasonal affective disorder differ from depression? When we typically speak about clinical depression, how is this different?
It's directly tied to the season. So as the weather changes, people notice a significant increase or decrease of their symptoms, whereas depression and anxiety symptoms can be constant for some people. It can also come and go based on hormone cycles, so differences in genders with that. But with SAD, it's specifically tied to the changing seasons.
And what would you say to somebody who's saying, I don't know what's going on, I don't know if it's the season, I don't know if I'm depressed? Does it really matter what the label is, or how do those conversations go?
From my perspective, the label doesn't necessarily matter. It's how you feel and the symptoms you're experiencing. There are many tools for depression and anxiety symptoms, regardless of whether it's coming from a season, a hormone change, or a stressful period in your life. There are skills and tools that can help you.
Talk me through some of those tools. If I call you up and I'm saying, I just, like, it's hard to get out of bed these days, it's the weather, it's something's going on with my job. What are some of the practical tools that would be applicable to people going through any number of things who are listening to this program?
So if you're experiencing that and you enroll in one of our courses, the first thing that we teach you is how symptoms are connected. So how our thoughts, our physical sensations, emotions, and behaviors are all connected. And we encourage you to notice that cycle. So if you're really struggling to get out of bed in the morning, what's going through your head? Did you have a good sleep the night before? Are you anticipating something during the day that is going to cause distress? So first, we encourage you to notice those connections, and then we provide some really tangible, concrete skills to address each part of those cycles that are connecting. So, for example, making sure that you have enjoyable things planned. And that doesn't have to mean something overly complicated, like going to Mexico in the winter, as wonderful as that is. It can also be planning your favorite meal on a day that you know might be tough.
Well, and you mentioned, too, like moving into the holidays, there's a lot of difficult days that come up. One of them just passed with Thanksgiving. There are a lot of families that are seeing an empty seat at the table for various reasons. We're heading into Remembrance Day will bring up some difficult feelings for a lot of people in our veteran and veteran family community. And then after that, of course, the holiday season into December, Hanukkah, Christmas, you name it. So is that what you're referring to in being aware of when your tough days are and planning for it?
Yes, exactly. So knowing that if there might be a holiday that might bring up some painful memories or a feeling of isolation, and planning ahead for that and noticing those connections of, oh, as December 25th gets closer, I notice my sense of isolation increases. Are there things that I can do in the community or people I can reach out to combat that symptom ahead of time?
Okay, wonderful. Now, you mentioned it already, but tell me more about these courses that the online therapy unit offers.
So I am very proud of the courses that we offer. Our longest running course is called the Wellbeing Course for Anxiety and Depression. It's been running as long as we've been open, and it's been improving over time every year. It's an 8-week course, and you'll be partnered with one of the therapists, such as myself, to help you through that course, primarily through online messaging. So it is an online course, so you do have to have access to the internet. We provide those tangible coping tools for depression and anxiety. We also have a course that addresses sleep issues. So if you're really struggling to sleep, we have a whole 8-week course that can help you. If you want to change your relationship with alcohol, if you have a chronic condition and are experiencing depression or anxiety as part of that chronic condition, we can help you out. And we also have one tailored to university students. So when depression and anxiety pop up and might impact your academic career, we can help you with that too.
And are these courses also free, or do they come with a cost?
100% free. If you are in Saskatchewan, you can apply today. So you'll fill out an online application. You'll schedule a phone call with one of us so we can talk about your needs and if our course is a good fit. If it's a good fit, we get you enrolled totally for free.
Wow, that is amazing. What an excellent resource. And I have to say, Lee, in a time where we are hearing that the number one reason that people use AI chatbots is for therapy, to hear that there is this free resource available with real people is just such a breath of fresh air. Do you must think about AI in your role, but do you think about that very often?
People ask me questions about it quite often, but from my clinical perspective, I've been doing this a long time. I'm a registered psychologist. It's the people connection that can be a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And knowing from a human that you are not alone, this is a common experience, and we can give you those tangible tools, and knowing that someone is there for you, not just a screen that's spitting out words.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Okay, so you mentioned some tools for people to employ if they know that there's a difficult day coming for themselves. What would your advice be for people who maybe know of somebody who is suffering in their life, whether it's seasonal affective disorder or it's coming to that difficult day on the calendar? What's your message in, you know, how we can help people get through these difficult times a little bit more easily?
I am so glad you asked that question, because there is a course that I forgot to mention, and it is literally called the How Can I Help course. It's a free.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh.
And if you have someone in your life that experiences these symptoms and you want to learn more and know how to help, again, you can apply online. It's totally free, and we can get you enrolled so you can learn about the symptoms and how you can support that person to feel better.
Okay. And so what are some of those practical tips that you give to people? Because you can feel so helpless when you see a loved one who's suffering through something and you don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it is that human connection. So reaching out and saying, like, hey, I see that you're struggling. I'm here for you. Even if you might not reach out or you're not feeling up to it, know that I am here for you and I'm a regular contact. So if you're not hearing back from them, be consistent. And also is being able to help them through anxieties. And I find this can often be a tricky one for friends and family. Mm. So social anxiety, for example, if you have someone in your life who experiences social anxiety, they don't want to go to the grocery store. They want you to bring them groceries. Mm. That can help them in the short term, but it doesn't allow them to address that anxiety head on and develop the skills to cope and function on their own. So saying, okay, I'll bring you groceries this week, but next week, how about I bring you in the car and you sit in the parking lot while I grab them? Just so you can get them closer and closer to practicing that functionality on their own.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tamara Cherry in for Evan Bray, and I'm speaking with Lee Bourgeot, who is part of the clinical team at the online therapy unit. This is a free resource for Saskatchewanians. You can call, talk through your problems. You can enroll in one of their courses about any number of issues. And Lee, I wonder, you know, we started the segment talking about seasonal affective disorder, but I feel like we have been in a very long season in recent years of political instability south of the border and violence, of the war in the Middle East and in Ukraine, you know, other civil wars raging around the globe. There's no shortage of things stressing us out. And I wonder if you've seen an increase in overall demand just with the news cycle that we have of late.
In terms of numbers, we haven't seen a big spike in overall demand. We're quite consistent. We have thousands of applications every year. However, in my conversations with clients over messages, there is a lot of unrest. So maybe disagreements within the family due to politics, or finding themselves getting really sucked into that constant news cycle. And when I'm helping a client out with that, I first recommend a news diet. So if you're finding that you're really getting sucked into that, how about you schedule a time? So maybe when I wake up from 9 to 9:30, I'm going to go on the news. And then after that, I'm going to have some distance in order to gain some perspective on the micro lens. So what's going on in my life? What are the connections that I have here? What can I control? What builds me up? Rather than getting into that constant news cycle with our phones that can be really, really overwhelming.
Yes. Falling down the rabbit hole, the death scroll, it can be so unhealthy. And what you've said is just, you've really reiterated what I've heard from so many trauma survivors over the years who have been involved in various tragedies that have been covered in the media. And that is that they either stop consuming the news altogether, or they consume it in very controlled ways. You know, they are very intentional in what they click into. They don't do the scrolling. They block accounts that are sharing stuff that is feeling very unhealthy for them. So I think it's a very good thing to remind us all of. We talk about a lot of tough things on this show. We try to switch it up, but it's very important that after you listen to some of these tough conversations, you take care of yourself. Lee, where can people find you guys? How can they sign up for some of these amazing courses, or reach out if they're feeling a bit sad with this this gray weather now upon us?
So our website is onlinetherapyuser.ca. You can read all about us. We can read all the research we've published about how effective our courses are. But number one, you can go look at all of our courses and hit the big blue apply now button and send your application in.
I love it. Onlinetherapyunit.ca. I am there right now, and it is indeed a big blue apply now, all caps, exclamation mark at the end. You can't miss it, folks. Lee Bourgeois, I'm so glad to have spoken with you today. Thank you for your time and your insights.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Lee is, of course, part of the clinical team. She's a registered psychologist with the Online Therapy Unit. Again, onlinetherapyunit.ca. We'll have more coming up after the break on The Evan Bray Show. I am Tamara Cherry, in for Evan all week on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.